You're listening to VPR News. I'm Alex Keefe. The small village of Saxton's River has a huge love of the arts. The town of 550 people near Rockingham recently raised $1.6 million to pay for an arts center. Residents also invited members of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra to perform a five-part suite inspired by the village itself. VPR's Howard Weiss-Tisman has more.
Carol Wood wrote the Saxton's River Suite as an appreciation for her adopted home. Wood moved from coastal Louisiana, where she says there are two seasons, hot and not as hot. When the former college professor retired to southern Vermont, she was inspired by Vermont's constantly evolving seasons, and she wrote a movement for each one, including mud season. The Saxton's River Suite premiered at Main Street Arts, a nonprofit that was founded in 1988. The organization presented the suite to mark the end of its capital campaign to upgrade the Arts Center. The plan to renovate the building started as a $500,000 proposal to add an elevator. Main Street Arts co-chairwoman Kathleen Breyer says the project stretched out over 5 years, and the budget more than tripled as the board decided to take over a property next door and expand and fully renovate the gallery, classrooms, and offices.
We were really bold and audacious because we're a small organization. Our budget is just a little over $100,000 a year. So for us to think we could raise $1.6 million was just, it was outrageous.
That outrageousness was on display in Wood's musical suite, which brought the works of four Vermont poets to life. It was on display in the talents of the Vermont Symphony Orchestra Ensemble and the Montpelier-based Counterpoint Chorus that performed the suite. And it was on display in the stunning new theater curtains painted by local artists. Main Street Arts owns the largest collection in the world of historic painted theater curtains by Charles Henry, a prolific artist who painted dozens of curtains around the state more than a century ago. Saxon's River resident Julie Moyer Maservi says having modern artists produce five new curtains was a way to recognize the group's history while moving into the future. And she says the world premiere of the Saxon's River Suite was an emphatic statement of Saxon's River's place in the Vermont art scene.
The whole idea was a ripple effect of one art means all arts. How can we ripple forth? So we're not done yet. Now we know these go the VSO. Now we know Counterpoint. They love this music. We're going to do more things. We just don't know what they are yet.
Five local artists were commissioned to paint a new curtain, one for each season, and they formed the backdrop as each seasonal movement of the suite was performed. For VPR News, I'm Howard Weiss-Tisman in Saxon's River.